Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. Yep, it's Friday. The Mac Show. Welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host sitting in for Ewan Rankin. You'd think I wouldn't have needed to stop and think about which show I just said, because it's Keynote Poker Day. I have the document for Keynote Poker in front of me, and we were just talking before we started the show about Mac stuff. Anyhow, hi, I'm Jeff. I'm your interim host. Go me. Woo. All right. So to make it look like the show is actually handled by professionals, we brought in Dave and Chuck. So, you know, no pressure, guys. Nah. Yeah. Speaking of Chuck, how are you?
I'm good, Jeff. If you're relying on us to be professional, I don't know. It may be a stretch.
Oh, I know. We're screwed.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I'm just
but too late. Too late. Oh, and Dave, how are you?
I am doing great and enjoying my global well-being day off from my
Excellent.
company. So, I always love this time of year. Exciting about WWDC, so looking forward to doing this.
Nice. All right. So, I said it's Keynote Poker Day. So what does that mean? It means that Monday, June 10th, is Apple's WWDC keynote event, public keynote event. And that's the event where Apple announces their roadmap for the coming year with all their operating systems. Sometimes they have done hardware announcements as well. Sometimes they talk about other services. But this is their public, hey, look what we're getting ready to give you day. And so what do? Well, we bet on what Apple's going to announce during the keynote, hence Keynote Poker Day. So usually Patrice is our Keynote Poker host, but she's traveling today. Hi, Patrice, on the train.
Hi,
and Keith. Is not able to actually be here. So just like we had to do with the last Keynote Poker event, which turned out to be the iPad event, I will be doing my best to fill her fancy shoes, and so we'll get through this together, people. We might need therapy, but we'll get through it together. All right, so the rules for Keynote Poker, we have two rounds, and in each round, each of the panelists, which is the three of us, plus Patrice by proxy, we each make a prediction about what's coming up in Monday's Apple event. Now, the predictions have to be pretty concrete, pretty specific, and they need to be risky enough to warrant a bet. So, as an example, saying the next version of iOS will be announced, that's not an acceptable bet because of course it's going to be announced. All right. So our predictions can't be repeated by other people. So once someone has predicted something, it's off the table. Oh, look, that's exactly what Patrice wrote, like literally. And I quote from the document, once someone has picked it, it's off the table. Wow, how about that? I feel like I'm totally nailing this. Okay, so now when we do each prediction, the entire panel, including the person that made the prediction, gets to bet points on the probability that their prediction is going to happen. So -5 to +5. And the lower the number, the less likely you think it is that the thing is going to happen. So like if you absolutely are certain it's going to happen, that would be a +5. If you're absolutely certain it won't, a -5. If you're kind of somewhere in between, well, there you go. That's what the rest of the numbers are for. All right. So How do we know if someone got their prediction right? If the announcement, the presenter, whatever it is that they predicted, actually happens during the keynote itself, then it's deemed to have happened. Now, that could be like if there's a feature that someone says, "Hey, Apple's going to add disco balls to the new iPhone," then, which by the way is totally different than truck balls. So disco balls to the new iPhone, and they don't actually say it, but we see on a slide now with iPhone or with disco balls, that would count as you predicted correctly. All right. So if there's a press release later on, or it just shows up on the web page after the event, doesn't count. Even if your prediction was right, it wasn't in the keynote. All right. So then we win and lose points based on our predictions. The person with the highest number of points at the end will be deemed the winner. And if there's a tie, we do a coin toss. And so here's the example Patrice put in the document for everyone. If Patrice were to predict Tim Cook wears a yellow bow tie and bets plus five, but I don't think he's going to wear a bow tie, but I'm not completely certain he won't, I bet minus three. Tim wears a rainbow colored bow tie. I end up winning 3 points because I was correct that he wasn't going to wear a yellow bow tie. Patrice loses 5 points because she had predicted the yellow bow tie. Anyhow, Patrice has a whole spreadsheet for this. So the great thing is when it's all done and we've tallied the points, and we come back and look at all of this next week to see how we performed. It's just a matter of looking at the spreadsheet. And I say it's just a matter of looking at the spreadsheet because Patrice will be doing all of this work behind the scenes. But from my perspective, we just look at the spreadsheet. It's magic. All right. So the order that we're going to go through today, is Patrice first, then me, then Dave, then Chuck. And I have Patrice's predictions already, so I will be her proxy. Excuse me. So we might as well get started. And Patrice's first prediction is that visionOS's Mac mode will support more than one display. So this I see as a Vision OS 2 prediction. And uh-oh, she didn't put her points in here. So
Let's assume plus five.
yeah, all right. So Patrice, I'm going to put plus five for both of your predictions. And if I'm wrong, you will end up changing it. She will add them later. All right. So,
No, wait a minute. She can't add how many
no,
points
we
it
have
is.
to know them now so we can go against what
Yeah.
she
Oh,
knows. Oh,
okay.
I
She
see.
said, I see.
Yes.
See,
Oh,
I'm
yes.
trying
Plus
to follow
five.
along in the chat at the same time. And we have a lag, and I forget about the lag, and she's answering something I said before. Right. Okay. So Patrice is plus five.
Yeah.
And I need to put this here.
So she's very confident.
Of course she is. And let me put her prediction in. And I need to copy this part down to here. Yeah, see? So professional. All right, so Patrice is five on hers. And then so my bet on this is wow, I really like this. Yeah. You know what? Emotional support, I'm giving it a 5. Dave, how about you?
Yeah, that sounds pretty legit thing that could happen. I go plus five.
All right. And Chuck, how about you?
I'm gonna go plus 3.
Plus 3.
Because I've gotten burned with the going all ins, so I'm gonna temper some of my wages to this time around. See how that works for me.
That's okay. That's fair.
I mean, it
And I've
can't
already
work any
messed up the
worse than what.
formatting in our document.
Well, I say it
That's
can't
all
work
right.
any worse than some of my previous strategies. So.
But no, I totally emotionally support your plus three because when we're all wrong, you lose fewer points than the rest of us. That works. All right, so then next up is me, and excuse me. All right, so my first prediction is I'm just gonna go like, do I want to do something like total? No, I went easy on having to pay attention last time, so this time I won't. Tim Cook will be wearing blue pants.
And
And so Patrice can put her. Oh, Patrice is giving us a minus 5 on that. But I'm all in on my blue pants. As I recall, he wore gray last time. So I'm basing this on the notion that he doesn't wear the same color pants for two events in a row.
I'm gonna go a little more conservative. I'm gonna like be like a plus two.
All right. And Chuck, how about you?
I'm gonna sit this one out. Because
Go zero.
the man that's predicting what color pants that Tim Cook will wear seldom wears pants. So
Good one.
I feel like I'm not sure I want to be part of this conversation. So
All right. So, I mean, that's fair. Do you want to place bets on what I'm wearing below my shirt today?
no. I don't even want to have the whole discussion.
All right. I feel like so far, even though we're making solid predictions, I feel like we're doing easy predictions so far. So Dave, what's yours?
I think they're going to announce that the Vision Pro is going to be available in China, because it's been speculated. I know there's discussion of the European countries and other locations, but I think China is one that is always the challenge, and I think they're going to do it this time. And I'm going to give a plus five on that.
Okay, Chuck, how about you?
I'm gonna go plus 2 on that.
Okay.
I've given all the tensions that are going on, it would make a certain amount of sense, but it also would make a little it make sense from another angle to play it a little closer to the vest. So I'm with Dave. I kind of think it'll be there, but I'm not super confident.
Okay. And while we wait for Patrice's number to come in, oh, she's fast.
Always.
Patrice gives it a 4. All right. And I am giving it a minus 5.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ah.
And I'll tell you why. First off, I feel like I should give it a 5 just for emotional support. But I think that Apple is focusing first on rollout in the EU. And second, I don't think that The lens maker, I just totally forgot the name of the company. I don't think that they can produce or will have been able to produce enough test lens sets for prescriptions for all of the China stores in time for this rollout. So it's going to be, thank you, Patrice, Zeiss. So Zeiss will have enough lenses made for test lenses for the stores throughout the EU, but not enough for China. And it also takes time for training for the staff in all the stores. So we will not get the China announcement at WWDC, but it will come later this year. And Patrice is saying it'll be fun if this is the only prediction that we've actually nailed, which means all of you get points, and I've totally blown it. So, anyhow, after all of my logic I tossed out, Dave, you probably are right.
We'll see.
Okay. And Chuck, it's your turn.
So, as much as I dislike rumors, I'm going to lean into the one that's been circulating that Apple will introduce a password manager application. And I feel like this, I feel like this fits in so well with the focus on privacy and security. And even though we have Keychain right now, and Keychain is frankly, I mean, it's quite old, but also it's not necessarily easy to understand or truly manage your passwords. So I don't know that it what you will see will have the features of something like 1Password, but I feel like the integration into the OS would make a huge amount of sense for improving people's ability to manage their passwords.
I like
So,
this.
and I'm gonna, believe it or not, I'm gonna go plus five on that.
Awesome. All right. Well, Patrice, from the train, she's calling your prediction interesting. And I'm looking forward to seeing what her bet on this one is. And I'm stalling while the lag catches up and she can respond. But since it, oops, she dropped off. All right.
No.
So then that means it's my turn to make a bet. And you know what, Chuck? I'm going in with you with a plus five. And of course, there's the emotional support part, but also Keychain has always felt like an afterthought for password management. And Apple is all about privacy and security. And if they can't give us a way to manage passwords better than Keychain, then it feels like on some level, their commitment to privacy and security is limited. Excuse me. So give us a way to better manage passwords. And since Apple is also really pushing the passwordless authentication systems, they need a way for us to better deal with all of that. And right now, the best way to do that is with a tool like 1Password. So why not step up the game and give us a cross device Apple tool that gives much better control over password management? I don't think this will kill 1Password.
No.
No, just like Apple didn't kill Text Expander and all of these other apps where they've added in similar features. It just It'll just give the average person a better way to manage their passwords. So I'm going with a five.
And Jeff, you know, I feel obligated to respond to that just a little bit. I mean, Keychain and the way that it manages passwords has, you know, has been very effective. And I often felt like it was designed to make password use as seamless as they could possibly make it. It's the management part that has been missing. So I'm not completely bagging on Keychain by any means. I'm just thinking that because we've had such a huge focus on privacy, the need to change passwords, and that can be a little, it can be a little intimidating, and frankly, it can be a little scary, because you think you're changing it, you think you're using a strong password, but you're really not quite sure that it's going to take. And so, it's that's strictly commentary, but I feel like it would make a lot of sense to make the management of passwords easier and still leave some of the keychain features in place.
Yeah. And actually, thinking about what you just said, how many average users that are letting their Mac or their iPhone save their passwords for them know where those are? And I would venture to say not that many, because Keychain isn't a tool that most people are going to just be able to find easily. It isn't something that Apple has really talked about a lot in keynote presentations. So it's like this mysterious thing where your passwords go in somewhere and Safari fills them in for you, and then that's it.
Yeah.
All right. So Patrice gave it a four. And she's saying that that we're close to that already, but the keychain things that needs to be moved to a separate app. And she's pointing out that Keychain isn't exactly a user-friendly app, and that's true. I think it's actually a poor way for most people to manage passwords beyond just letting something save them and fill them in automatically. All right, Dave, what's your bet?
I'm say plus five. I think that sounds legit. We were talking a lot about that on In Touch iOS, so I think it's definitely a thing that's gonna happen.
I think we're about there. Okay, so holy crap, we got through round one and we stayed on the rails. And
Patrice jumped off the rails because she dropped her connection. So
right,
your
it's the
prediction,
only
Jeff,
one
is
of us that's gone off the rails so far is Patrice. Oh, the irony. Yeah. If only Patrice had much more reliable service, sort of like what you get with TSO hosts. And why would I mention TSO hosts at a time like this? Well, because TSO hosts, they are supporting us by giving us the tools that they have, and these are tools that work really well and really reliable. So what am I talking about? They're giving us the web hosting we need because this is one of the things they do, and that web hosting lets us have a place for the British Tech Network website to live. So you can go and see what's going on at BTN. And then they are also giving us the server space we need so that show files, the recordings that you want to watch or listen to, are available to you whenever you need them. And then they're also giving us the bandwidth that we need so that we can live stream shows to you every single week. And when you put all of that together, I mean, the resources for all of that, it's pretty steep. And it would be more than we would be able to manage on our own. So they are very generously saying, hey, here's the resources you need to do what you do. Now go forth and make content. And we do. and we really, really appreciate their support. Now, when I say thank you, TSO host, for being here and supporting us, well, I'm doing it right now because I'm here live on the show. All of you can still give TSO host a big shout out and thank you, even though you're not with a microphone in your face right here on the show right now. Just go out on social media and thank TSO host for being here and supporting us. That's all it takes. Just please go do it. Super easy, super fast. And it's a great way to let them know that we all appreciate what they're doing. So yeah, please go do that. If by chance you decide that you want to buy a domain name, like patricewentofftherails.com, then go to TSO host and use their service to do that. They make it super easy to find the domain names you want, and then they offer you really great pricing when you go to buy your domain name. Throw it in your cart, and if you need hosting, we'll throw that in too. Why not? But be sure you throw in the discount code BTN20 so you get 20% off your order. So they're giving you a great price and making it even better just because you're part of the BTN family. So thank you again, TSO hosts. All right. Now, Patrice isn't here because she's on a train. If she were here, this is where I'd say, hey, Patrice, do you want to help us out? And when I say us, I mean me, and tell people about the live chat, the chat that Patrice, you happen to be in right now. So this feels very meta to me right now, but I also feel like the pressure's on because Patrice is watching me do her thing. And yeah, so here we go. We have the whole live chat, and that lets all of you chat with us in real time when we're recording. So let's say you want to do that, and it's easy to do. Let's say you're also interested in any links that we put in to the shows. Those go into our show into our live chat, so you can go and find all of those links. So for today, well, you're not really going to see any extra links because we're doing keynote poker, but for other episodes, you definitely will. So there will be links to articles we're talking about. There'll be links to cool things that we share at the end of the shows. So you can find all of that. All right. So how would you do that in real time when we're here? And here's my trick for remembering this. And it took me what, years to figure this one out? All right. So with the British Tech Network URL, when we're here doing the show, that's at the beginning, right? So that would be chat.britishtechnetwork.com. And then go there and you can participate in the live chat. But let's say that you are watching or listening to the show after it's been recorded. Well, you can't participate in real time. So you still want to see the links and the conversation, you can do that. And that would be you're checking out the chat after the show, which means chat comes after the URL. So that's britishtechnetwork.com/chat. Holy crap. Can you believe it took me years to figure that little memory trick out? Holy crap. Anyhow, so you go there. And there's this awesome calendar that Patrice has made, and just find the day for the show. And so for today's episode, that would be Friday, June 7th, 2024. Then you click on that day, and you'll find the chat transcript. Is that what the saved version? The archive? Whatever. You'll find the whole conversation from that episode there. So then you can see all the links and there you go. It sounds way better when Patrice does it, but I think I got all the stuff. And wow. Okay. So I believe we have made it through that. It is now time for round two.
Dos.
Dos. All right. And Patrice was up first. And Patrice's prediction is, I have to, there it is. The improved TV app, or the TV app will be improved with a better way to surface content. And so I'm assuming that means we will finally get a better way to have discoverability in the TV app. And Patrice says, yes, exactly. All right. So I am betting that once again, Patrice's prediction is five, or her bet is five. So once I finish copy and pasting in our document, I'm going to put that five in there. And all right. And I'm going to go with five as well. It's still the emotional support thing. Wow, Dave, I'm feeling really bad that in your first round, I went minus five instead of plus five because I'm not giving you emotional support.
That's okay.
Yeah, I feel bad about that. Well, don't worry. Karma will get me. Your prediction will be right, and I will lose points. That's how it works. All right, so for this one, I'm going to go with a five as well because, well, emotional support, but also Apple has been making incremental changes to the TV app, and I'm thinking that this will be when they show us a more significant update to the app. And yeah, so just better discoverability is going to be a part of that. All right, Chuck. Or Dave, sorry. I'm looking at the list. I know what order we're in, and I still can't get it right. Oh, people, what is my issue? Dave, it's your turn.
I'll go with a plus five too on that. That sounds good to me. Because I'm seeing a lot of streaming. You know, we talked about yesterday on InTouch iOS about Netflix is going to be making changes to their interface. So I mean, I've seen the trend of trying to make things more streamlined, and I think Apple did some updates. But you know, hey, we're going to be tvOS 18 more than likely. That they're going to do it. So plus five.
All right. And Chuck, how about you?
I'm going to do plus three, in keeping with
Conservative.
my in keeping with my conservative strategy, because I like it. It seems like such an obvious thing, and yet sometimes these little details seem to be overlooked in favor of some of the more pressing matters. So I'm gonna go with it just carefully.
Okay. All right. So then that means it's my turn. And man, Patrice makes this look so easy when she's taking care of the whole document and running the keynote poker. And Patrice, I'm just pointing out that I appreciate all the work you put into keynote poker. So thank you. And I apologize if I am not living up to your standards. But like I said, we'll get through this. And Patrice, you're the only one that's gone off the rails today so far. All right. So, man, so many of my potential picks, I think, are the way too easy ones. What do I have that will be more difficult? More risky. All right. So I'll go ahead and do an AI prediction. Because it's a given that Apple's going to be talking about AI a lot. And so I think that LLM is going to be part of Apple's announcements. And that leads us to the ChatGPT rumor that Apple is partnering with ChatGPT for that whole natural language part of AI voice control. So I predict that Apple will mention ChatGPT, but it will be only once. And they're going to do that because they want to downplay that they don't have what they consider a ready for market generative model to work with, and they're having to partner with someone else for now. So we get only one mention of ChatGPT in the whole presentation. And I will give that a five because I'm giving myself emotional support. And I'm fully aware that I am likely wrong, but I'm all in. All right, Dave, how about you?
Oh, I'm a little more conservative. I'm gonna go plus three on this, but they're gonna talk about it, but I don't know if it's gonna be all in like that.
Okay, Chuck, how about you?
I'm going to go minus two, and I will explain myself later.
Oh, chat's or Chuck's under an NDA.
Well, yes, but not for this.
All right, so we'll have to wait for your explanation later, and Patrice is going minus four. All right, so here's my prediction on how this one will play out. Patrice will be the big winner. Okay, so that means that Dave, you are up.
Okay, I'm gonna go a little bit on the limb here on this prediction because it's a risky one, but I'm feeling pretty confident in it. We always want to know what Apple's gonna name Mac OS. I'm gonna say it's gonna be named Monmouth. And the reason I say that is it's another California monument and landmark, so why not? I'm gonna just give it a shot here. I'm gonna go plus five.
Mac OS Mammoth.
Yes.
Kind of like that, actually. Oops, I misspelled Mammoth. There we go, fixed it. All right, Chuck, how about you?
I'm going to give Dave just a little emotional support and give it a plus one. Because sometimes some of the it feels like most of the obvious ones have been taken, not all, but most of the obvious ones. So yeah, I'll go plus one.
Honoré, Sonoma, Monmouth. It seems mammoth. It seems a nice work flowing there.
Monterey.
Oh,
And
I see. They're working their way up the coast.
yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Patrice thinks there are much better name options. So she's going all in with minus five. All right. I'm feeling like at this point in the game that I need to accept that I'm going to lose horribly. And I just need to be completely emotional for all of this. So, plus five emotional support.
Nice.
All right. So, Chuck, that brings it up to you now.
The last time I went in all in on emotional, it did not turn out well. So,
Oh.
and I'm not talking about keynote poker either, but that's a whole
No,
nother
that's why
discussion.
I'm laughing. I'm just
Yeah.
thinking, oh, the stories we could all tell.
Oh yes. Patrice just put in Mac OS Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho
Okay.
Cucamonga.
That would be a good one. See, I'm
And
still waiting for macOS West Hollywood, which will be fabulous.
just folks, if this is why you should watch the video stream, to see just Jeff's expression on that. That's worth it right there. Sorry. Okay, so my prediction. Okay, so Jeff, this is going to be have to be a call on your part or Patrice's as to how close I'm splitting the hair. You earlier said that you thought we would hear ChatGPT once. I was interpreting your prediction as literal. I do not think we will hear the phrase ChatGPT. I think, and I predict, we will hear the phrase OpenAI, as in we have partnered with industry leader OpenAI. I don't think you will hear the name of the competing product.
I am inclined to let that prediction stand, because the intent of my prediction is that we will hear the word ChatGPT said only once or seen only once, and that's it. So that was very, very narrow, my
Agreed.
prediction.
And mine is too. I think that you're going to hear, oh, I'm not going to say that we won't hear it more than once, but I think we will, I believe we will hear the phrase open AI. So we could both be right. If they say ChatGPT once and they say open AI, we could both be in on that. I would find it really interesting if Apple uttered the name of a competitor. Even though it's kind of a generic at this point, still.
I mean, for a lot of people, it's like saying Kleenex. It's
Yeah.
just all generative models in their mind are
Right.
ChatGPT.
Right.
So just for clarity, they will say OpenAI at some point, or they will say OpenAI instead of ChatGPT.
No, my intent is not to, I'm not trying to step on your prediction. So I'm just saying that the phrase open AI will be used at some point.
Okay.
With or without ChatGPT. It those pardon me, that word man, that word will be said.
Okay.
Excuse me.
And I'm betting you're giving that one a five.
I'm going to give that a five. Yeah.
All right. And all right. So while we wait for Patrice's bet, oh, she's giving it a plus three. All right. And Chuck, I really like your logic a lot. And I think that the idea that Apple will directly refer to what they see as a competing product is very, very low. But referencing the company that makes the tool, the company they are partnering with, that makes a lot more sense to me. So I'm all in with you. I'm going to give it a five. And even if my logic is flawed, I don't care because I'm just doing emotional support at this point.
Thank you. I feel supported.
And you are. Okay, Dave, what's your bet?
I feel to support Chuck on this too. I think that's something they would do. That you don't want to, you usually don't want to reference a particular product versus the company that they're partnering with. So I think OpenAI is legit. So I'll go all in plus five.
Okay. Wow, did we just get through all the rounds?
We
Both
did.
rounds? Man, we were like on task the whole time. Which means we do have time to do some ungraded predictions. And Patrice has several. So let me just move her predictions up here. All right, so here's Patrice's ungraded predictions. Vision Pro will be available in several European countries, but there will be no mention of Austria. Oh, that's just gotta hurt. Siri Search gets an AI upgrade that can read results to you. That would be really nice. Standby comes to the iPad. Huh. Now that I read that, I like that, especially since the FaceTime camera has been moved to the landscape side. And we will get something new with Passkey, which, if we get a new keychain replacement, then that would make sense. Okay, anyone else have ungraded predictions?
You?
Minor. No, because my other predictions, I think, are just way too easy stuff, like the too obvious kind of stuff.
I'll throw one out.
Okay.
I think that I since it's ungraded, we don't have to judge it. I think we're going to see the next version of iOS come out sooner than past versions have. I don't think we're going to wait the whole way into the fall. I think you're going to have to see something come out between now and then because of the for lack of a
AI.
better term, the AI race. You know, we may not see all of the things. I mean, and it's been long discussed that we have all these announcements, and then we wait months and sometimes more than months to get to some of them. But I feel like at least some of these things, I mean, they're, God, you know, I hate that I'm about to say this. Go take a look at all the rumors and the what's expected. And there's so much stuff, most of it around AI. I feel like we're not going to get it all at once, but I think we're going to see some of it have to roll out sooner than we would normally see for iOS 18.
Okay, I like that. And when you said that, you triggered a memory of one of my predictions that I think would be okay to include, which it, here's my prediction. Because of all the AI stuff that's happening, Siri will be able to support complex statements. And by that I mean you'll be able to issue Siri a command that includes multiple things. So it could be like turn on the living room lights, set them to 50%, and also turn off the bedroom light. And it will understand the context as well. So when you It'll turn on the living room lights, and it will understand that the color or the brightness you want set is for those lights, and then it will be able to interpret that the bedroom light request is a separate request, and it'll just handle everything.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. I think that's a good one.
Watch, this will be the only thing I get right, and it's an ungraded.
I'll throw a couple out. A couple of the AI rumors interest me was that Apple's going to allow AI to be an opt-in service. So you can opt in or opt out. If you don't want to use it, you could turn it off. And it might be as set as default and you'd have to turn on. I don't know. It's something they're real excited about. I think it would probably be on by default, but you can opt out if you want to. The other one that was interesting, number two, is beyond OpenAI. I think Google's also Google might get involved with Apple because they're already involved with everything else with search and all that. Why not also allow integration with Gemini for AI? All I got.
Dave,
Okay.
I'm with you on the switch, on the turn it on, turn it off. I almost think that a lot of the enterprise uses are going to require this
Yeah, oh, for sure.
because there doesn't seem to be a consensus in the enterprise about much of anything when it comes to AI. Use it, don't use it, security risk, not security risk, not privacy risk.
Right.
So I think there has to be a switch. If they don't, they'll be making this, some of the same mistakes that Microsoft has been making, and
Right.
that doesn't seem very Apple-like.
Right.
I agree. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, we have made it through keynote poker.
Ooh.
And Patrice has made it to the airport. So,
Nice.
I'm considering today's show just a win all the way around. And we'll all be watching the Monday keynote, and Patrice, of course, will be keeping track of all of this. So then we'll come back next Friday and we'll do a quick review of the results and declare our keynote poker winner, the king or queen of keynote poker. So with that, wow, let's figure out where we can find everyone. Now, Patrice, we know we can find her getting off the train at the airport to go home. But when she's not traveling, she is on the Big Show and the Mac Show here on the British Tech Network. And she also has Foodie Flashback for a podcast. And she also convinced me that it would be a really good idea for me to watch a lot of TV shows that I haven't seen before. So we started a podcast called Retro Rewatch. And the first episode drops today. And so you'll be able to find out what show it is that I haven't seen that everyone would assume that I have watched all of it. And turns out there's plenty of shows that I haven't seen, so we will have content for years to come as we work through all the shows that I haven't seen that I probably should have. All right, so that's Patrice. Chuck, where can people find you?
Pardon me. They can find me when I'm not choking to death due to a hay fever here in Pennsylvania. You can find me over on Mac Voices at macvoices.com. We're still releasing NAB shows. We are doing take control interviews. We are doing just a whole lot of stuff. And of course, most importantly, at this time of year, the road to Mac Stock. Dave will be at Mac Stock. Jeff will be at Mac Stock. I'll be at Mac Stock. We want you there too. The Road to Mac Stock gives you an idea of who the speakers will be and what they'll be talking about. Check it all out at macvoices.com. And on the socials, you can find me as at Chuck Joyner.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. And Dave, how about you?
You can find me at In Touch with iOS at intouchwithios.com. I'm on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/intouchwithios. We stream live on Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, wherever you are. You can also find me on Mac Voices Live on Tuesday nights, and I'm here on Fridays on the Mac Show and on Mastodon. I'm on at DaveG65 and Mastodon.cloud.
Awesome. All right, so then that means it's me. Where can people find me? Jay Gamut on social media, and I'm active on Mastodon and Instagram and a little bit on Threads. Then for shows, Chuck, thank you for letting me join you on Tuesdays for Mac Voices Live. And Dave, thank you for letting me join you on Thursdays for In Touch with iOS. And then here on the British Tech Network, Thursdays on the Big Show, Fridays on the Mac Show. Brian Chaffin and I do the Context Machine, and did we mention yet that Patrice and I have a new podcast, Retro Rewatch? So check that out. First episode dropped today. And with that, it is time to wrap up. So thank you to both of you for being here and just making this such a fun morning for me. And Patrice, you get a remote thank you, and safe travels to you. And everyone that tuned in to watch or listen live, thank you for being here, being part of this. If you're participating in the live chats, thank you for being part of that as well. And all of you that watch or listen to the shows later, thank you for being part of the BTN family as well. And TSO hosts, thank you for being here and supporting us. Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. And also, speaking of shows, check out the Daily News Show. If you haven't checked it out yet, you're missing out on that 5-minute package of tech news that you need every morning, just waiting for you when you get up. Kyle does an amazing job with the show, but it does take extra money to make that one happen. So go to the BTN website and click the button to send in some money to support the show. And every little bit helps. So please throw some money towards that show so we can keep it going forever. And let's see. I think that's most of everything. But I will say, be sure to join us next Thursday for the big show. And don't forget to join us next Friday for the Mac show, where we will talk about how well or poorly our keynote predictions went, and then probably offer some feedback or our impressions on what was announced. And so with that, I think now it's time to say, everyone, have an awesome weekend, and we will see you next week.